So I've talked a lot about ChatGPT and Perplexity, and a lot of you are probably confused, like what's the difference between the two? And then you also hear about Claude and Anthropic and all these other companies, and it's just overwhelming. So let me break it down on what the differences are and why you should focus, I think, on both Perplexity and ChatGPT. So when I use ChatGPT, it's more of a buddy, online buddy. Kind of like back in the day when there was Smarter Child with AIM, if you remember, and throw back to that time. But essentially, I use ChatGPT to interview prep, to kind of go through and talk about content ideas, to think about recipes, and just figure out problems that I might normally need to solve on my own and save time. So for example, I'm interviewing for a new role, and to prep for that, I would send ChatGPT the entire job description, and then I would ask what are 10 common questions that a employee or interviewee would be asked for this role, and how can I apply examples from my resume, and I would attach my resume to these questions. And so it would go through, give me sample questions, sample answers, and from there I would kind of like iterate and add my own edits. Obviously, I wasn't submitting these online, and you can't really use them word for word in an interview. It helped me to remember specific examples and also focus on kind of user problems and different strategies to convey how I was supporting company revenue or company goals within my answers. Now, Perplexity. I would use Perplexity in addition to ChatGPT for job interviews because when I was researching about a company, I would say, what are the top five headlines around Google, or what's the latest news with Google? That way I could stay up to date with the latest press, their latest releases, and it gives you the most recent information about that company. And then also, I love the fact that Perplexity will come up with these follow-up questions so you can still like brainstorm and find out more information and show that you really have interest. Now, if you're working in a job that needs market research, or you're doing a history paper, or you even want to just find out certain opinions and cite a different source, use Perplexity. Every time I'm trying to either look at, let's say, the housing market in a different area, look at the prices over time, different changes in interest rates, I would go to Perplexity and ask for a report to be generated, or just like, or if you're looking to find out the different rental prices for maybe a second property you might own, or if you just want to look at the unemployment rates going up and up, use Perplexity. And ChatGPT is more like your super genius creative friend, someone that you can bounce ideas off of and brainstorm and even get yourself to be more creative kind of by going back and forth. So I hope this helps. Those are the two tools I would focus on if you're starting out. I don't think you need to delve deeper into Claude or anything else, but I hope that helps.